The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. Dr. James Dobson is my special guest. He is the founder and president, of course, of the James Dobson Family Institute, and his broadcast Family Talk is heard on hundreds of stations across the country. And in New York, you can hear him at 9 o'clock every weekday morning on AM 570 and FM 102.3. Dr. Dobson, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. And forgive me if I sound a little giddy today, but when you've been cooped up for several days in a row in quarantine and you finally think maybe we're down the path on a solution, you get kind of excited about something like that.
Kevin, I want to congratulate you. You have done as much as anybody in getting the word out on these drugs, and it offers hope to people. We just pray that the Lord is in this and that there is a solution coming down the track. But anyway, congratulations to you.
Thank
for
you
the
much.
Work you're doing.
And thank you for making yourself available for the discussions on this issue, because I know that your original love going into ministry many, many years ago, after being in private practice and having helped a lot of people through that vein, was very much a calling. And the fact that you still reflect that heart and you still care about how people are doing, and you just even to come on and talk about it with us today, is really important. I've got a lot of questions for you. Let me start with this one. What is the single most important thing people need to remember as they are going through these quarantines, as they are spending a lot of time at home? They're not in their normal routine. As a clinical psychologist and someone who's got a lot of hours of practice, what are you advising people? How should they most focus the time that they are spending right now?
Well, obviously, this is a very dangerous time, and it'd be foolish not to take it seriously. You mentioned being sequestered. My wife Shirley and I are taking the president's assessment of this virus to heart, and because of our age, we are sequestered at this time. We have no symptoms, and we're thankful for that. But we are anxious that people not be fearful and unduly alarmed. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. And can you imagine that? Jesus, the King of the universe, the Creator, knows us by name, and he's aware of our situation. We draw great comfort from that. So I think we continue to give our petitions to him and call on him and depend on him, and then love and care and pray for one another.
As we are doing that, there's a lot of families like mine, 10, 7, and 5 in the household, that have a lot more time together than they've had in recent years. What are some things you're suggesting might be good things to do with that newfound togetherness?
Well, you know, even pestilence and hard times have an upside, and I think you've just hit on it, the opportunity for people who are running 100 miles an hour and just can't get it all done, and they have not had time for their families to get together, to play games together, to eat together, to love together, to laugh together. We just sometimes let the months roll on when we hardly know those little kids around our feet. And this would be a good time to tell them that you love them, that your Lord loves them. Read the scripture together, read Bible studies together or Bible stories together, and make a family time out of what looks like a downside 100%.
And as they do that, there is the reality that there are some of our neighbors and some of our friends that we might want to help. We don't know if we should or not. There's some people that say, check in on your elderly neighbors. There's other people that say, stay sequestered, don't have the contact. Any suggestions on how we can both love our neighbor and keep them safe simultaneously?
Well, social distancing is what the White House is calling for. And I've had an opportunity to be in touch with the White House every day, getting updates on what's going on. That's what they're saying. Care for each other, provide for each other, but also keep 5-6 feet distance from anybody, whether they're elderly or not. And just see if you can keep your family from coming down with it. It hasn't happened already. But maybe as much as the food or other things that you could provide is Christian care. Tell them you love them. Tell them you appreciate them and that God loves them. Some people have no hope, and we have hope in our hearts. The scripture tells us that we can depend on him and that he cares for us. So I think that's where I'd start.
Well, and it's an interesting day with technology and so forth, being able to change so much, because I was just thinking as you were saying that, yeah, call them on the phone, say, do you need anything? Go to the store, get it for them, bring it back to the house, but ring the doorbell and run away. <It's>
like... Maybe not quite like that, but that's the idea.
Yeah. I want to get back to the kind of square one here, which is the family unit in America, Dr. Dobson. You've been so concerned about what is happening to the structure of family. Is this virus in some way, and I don't say that God brings pestilence to he doesn't hurt people to try to help them. But sometimes the nature of sin and what it's done to mankind on planet Earth and the way we've interacted with it, we've done our own destruction to each other. Is this a moment where if families are really seizing the day, that we could begin to see some really significant change to how family is done on the other side of this crisis, and maybe see a season of better outcomes?
Well, we've been praying about that for a long time, Kevin. We've been asking the Lord to bring a spiritual renewal that would bring us back to our spiritual roots, because our nation, and especially our families, are rocking and reeling like a ship on a stormy sea. And there really needs to be some change. Maybe, you know, change occurs in a crisis, and we're in one. I was just thinking this morning, we live in a fallen world, as you just referred to, and it's regularly invaded by earthquakes and tornadoes and epidemics and wars that break into our lives. And it's been that way since the dawn of civilization. This is not really new. And the scripture is our hope and our salvation, because it just is so encouraging. I think people really ought to look to the scriptures with this regard. Psalm 46:1 reads, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-pleasant help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Psalm 10:13 says, you, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry. There's so many encouraging messages like that. And I you know what? I don't want to prattle on here, but let me say that of all the things that I would like to say on your program is that there are many people out there who don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I think this would be a wonderful time to bring him into your life and to repent of sins and accept his forgiveness and give your heart to the Savior. It is life-changing, especially at a time like this, to reach out and say, I will follow you. And I hope that some people will make that decision. I'm hearing that's happening in churches all over the country.
Well, and it's an interesting day to do church, Dr. Dobson, because obviously if you can't physically get together as a group, and I was aware of many of our local congregations here in the New York area from some of the newer upstart churches like Liquid and Emergence in New Jersey and some of the good old faithfuls like Brooklyn Tab, they all went digital and they all still called people together. And one of the interesting things about that is one of the churches averages about, I don't know, 2,800 people on a Sunday morning, but they had 9,000 people join them digitally. And if this is an unseen opportunity for the gospel to kind of have new life and new birth for two reasons. One, we don't have anything else to do. There's no sports to watch. There's no Broadway to go to. There's no theaters to go see movies in. There's no restaurants to go eat at. But there is family and of course the ability for the church to be the church and to influence and to conversate and to have dialogue and to do all of that. So if there are churches that have this ability, this technical ability to be able to take that next step and to think big, it doesn't cost you as much as it used to either to do a live stream or some of those things. I'm hopeful, Dr. Dobson, that what we're going to see is maybe a revival on the other side of this. I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming too much.
Our prayer really ought to be not only to save us from this pestilence, this virus that's stalking the human family, but to pull us together and to make us think about first things again.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since we have really done. I think it happened a little bit at 9/11, but people quickly forgot it. But I would like this to really make a difference in family life.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.